Welcome to Pitch Forward, a podcast collaboration between the business of cannabis and Leaf Forward, the global launchpad for cannabis startups. This show will feature innovators, inventors, startups, and early stage visionaries seeking to carve out their share of the cannabis sector. We are your hosts, Alex and Brett, co-founders of Leaf Forward. Pitch Forward is produced and distributed by Business of Cannabis, the award-winning media company that provides insights into the companies, brands, people, and trends driving the global cannabis industry. We wanted to hear from startups in the space, kick the tires on their ideas and business models, and this is a competition. The winner will receive a cash grant, and if the Leaf Forward team really loves the idea, maybe even inclusion in the Leaf Forward program. The cash grant was supported by Canna Supplies. Find out more about Business of Cannabis at businessofcannabis.ca. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Pitch Forward. Really excited today to have Masood and Brett from Planter. And so, guys, just letting you know how this will work. We'll do a one-minute intro, which is what I'm doing right now. We'll do a two-minute pitch, a 10-minute Q&A where we'll ask you questions about your pitch, and then we'll have a 4-minute discussion without you. Now, this is a bit of a confusing episode inside the studio because Masood and Brett are both wearing matching outfits. Alex and myself are wearing matching outfits, and we have two Bretts here. So there could be a little bit of chaos, but I think we'll get through it. And so without further ado, I will let you guys begin your pitch.
Great. Thanks for having us today, guys. So there are thousands of cannabis products to pick from. Choosing the right one can be overwhelmingly complicated. THC levels, CBD levels, terpenes, and now with legalization 2.0 coming up, there's a whole abundance of products that will be flooding the market. Planter makes choosing a product as easy as asking a friend. We created an AI that will suggest products for you based on how you're feeling or how you want to feel, using NLP and machine learning. All you have to do is send us a text. Using the platforms you already use, such as SMS, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, Google Home, and Alexa, you can talk to our AI and find the product that's right for you. Like any good friend, Planter learns more about what you like over time, providing better personalized recommendations. No more navigating complicated websites and apps with hundreds of data points and reviews from people who have completely different tastes than you. Use Planter and make picking cannabis as easy as asking a friend.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Brett. Now, just to begin, I'd love to get a better idea of what you mean by AI. How does that work in practice for the customer?
So basically, our AI is set out to make the best possible choices for our customer. We take all the data that they give us and basically filter it and be able to use machine learning on that data to kind of suggest better products. Let's say you in the past were liking sativa more, and that's how it wanted to make you feel. Then in the future, it would be more sativa based products, such as or even so if it was THC levels or CBD levels.
So maybe you can get into like how it works for a user, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm me. Sure, let's just be me in this case. Okay. There's no need to be anyone else. Be who you are, guys. And I say, I want to figure out what cannabis is right for me. Mm-hmm. So I could call up Brett and say, hey, Brett. Brett Chang, not Brett of Planter.
What did I say?
I'm looking for cannabis. He could give me a recommendation, or I could ask Planter, because Brett doesn't like hearing from me that much. Mm-hmm. What do I do? What happens?
So how it would start is you'd send us a text to our number. You'd be greeted by Planter, and basically we would tell you and ask you a few questions. Just get some personalized information. Then we would ask you how you're feeling or how you want to feel. From there, you can put in really however you do want to feel. Say you're feeling hungry and maybe a bit sleepy at the same time. We would use those data, and we would kind of forge a recommendation based on your input. Great. So we use natural language processing in midst with machine learning, and together it would create the best suggestion for you based on you.
Yeah, Brett never asked me how I'm feeling, so that's it's nice to have someone to text to do that. Maybe we can get into how this works as a product, like who your customers are. So who does this serve? Your users are people who want cannabis. Maybe Masood, why don't you talk to us about who your customers can be?
Sure. So we have two main demographics or personas that we're trying to serve. The first is the Canna Curious user, so someone who may not know about cannabis, the details, the different types of chemovar out there, you know, the desired effects are kind of what they're basing their choices on, but they're not sure which plants or which strains or chemovars or plants will produce a desired effect. So the Canna Curious user is the person who, you know, really doesn't know where to start, and they're really just relying on friends or bud tenders. And, you know, there's a lot of buzz around words like AI and NLP and ML. And we want to make sure that we are actually using the technology that kind of produces that real request, right, or real answer to their request. So the Canna Curious user is going to be our first, major user that we're going after, and we're doing thousands of interviews, and we're talking to people to find out what it is that they really want to know. We're making assumptions. There's a lot of assumptions being thrown around in the industry right now about what people want to know, and we're actually asking them, and we're building it into the tool. The second group of users that we're going after is someone like myself, you know, the heavier user, someone that may be coming from, you know, the medical program, has been around for a while, knows the industry, knows about the products, but may not want to buy from legal sources because they don't want to get burned. You should be burning the cannabis. You shouldn't be burning your wallet, you know, trying different products from legal sources. So, you know, from what we find is folks want to buy legal cannabis. They just don't want to experiment with their money. So, our tool will serve that user as well, so that, you know, they can cut through the fat and find out exactly where to go to get the products that they already know they want.
You had some good lines in there. You should write those down.
Right? Don't get burned.
I guess the golden question, literally and figuratively, is how are you going to make money?
Yeah, money's good, right? I mean, there's a lot of money being thrown around in this industry. I think it all boils down to empathy. So if you're aligned with your users and your customers at the end of the day, you know, the money will come. Now, that's very, I know investors don't want to hear that.
Yeah, give us a real answer. What's your business model?
Yeah, okay. So the dreaded business model question. So essentially, it's a two-sided marketplace. So we have, you know, our users, and that's who we want to serve. We want to serve our customer's customer. Now, who's our customer? Our customers are going to be cannabis retailers for the most part, and we're already starting to have these conversations where they gain discoverability through our platform. So essentially, we want to become the essential platform that new users and experienced users will come to get information about what products are available. And retailers will essentially advertise on the platform to be discovered. Monetization is it's obviously in the roadmap. It's not an immediate concern for us right now. We want to make sure we build a good product. We don't just want to be another cannabis app and there are fine products out there right now, but we really want to become the best and the essential answer when someone's looking for help and direction.
Sure. A lot of fine products out there, a lot of competition. What sets you apart?
Basically the fact that we're taking a whole new approach. We're in the conversational commerce space. So we're doing something that hasn't been done by our competitors, and they don't really have a reason to do it because they're focused on other things. So our goal to find customers on the platforms that they already use is going to set us apart.
I think another big competitive advantage for us is that we are really cutting through the fat and we're removing assumptions. So we're taking the time to have conversations with everyone. And luckily, you know, we're in the mecca of legal cannabis, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And, you know, we can just go down the street and stand outside of a dispensary or a legal retailer and have conversations. So, you know, we're having lots of conversations. We're listening to the users. So, and not to say that our competitors aren't doing that, but we're leveraging our networks and also technology to be able to have these conversations at scale. And, you know, we're iterating on that as well. So I think that the big thing is obviously we have the technology piece, but we also have empathy. We come from the industry. We're not from CPG or big liquor or big pharma and just hopping on the bandwagon. We were here from the beginning. And I think that that will resonate with users and our customers.
Got it. So maybe like... speak to like practically, you're fighting for customers, you're fighting for eyeballs. How do you think, you know, once you start to, well, maybe let's start at the beginning. How do you get your first 100 customers? And then how do you get your first 100,000 customers?
It's a great question.
Thank you.
I think, you know, the best way to get those early adopters and to identify them, first of all, is through the interviews. So what we're already finding is just from the conversations we're having, people are eager to get on the platform. So I think the folks that are going to, the people that have a serious problem that they need to solve, so they're not getting the proper recommendations as to which products to buy and where to buy them from, and are willing to buy through the platform. That's going to be key, is that, yes, we want to be a free resource for anyone to use, but ultimately we need to attract the folks that are going to, or we need to focus on attracting the folks first who are going to eventually buy from the platform. So, and we think most people will, right? I mean, why would you use the platform, get a recommendation for a product, and then not go at least check it out, right? So, you know, the early adopters, the first 100 customers, I think are going to come from, you know, the people that were engaging to figure out what problem to solve in the first place.
I love to get to know both of you. And so if each of you could kind of go through what your background is, I think that'd be really helpful.
Sure. So right now, I was going into my fourth year as a student at Western University. I'm originally from London, Ontario, and I've had some business experiences in the past. I just finished running for 2 years now a online contracting company. We launched autonomous web strategies for contractors to basically help them market themselves in a very outdated industry. So I learned a lot of business practices from that, and I was able to transfer a lot of that marketing and sales over to the cannabis industry.
And what are you studying?
I'm in computer science at Western.
Cool. Masood?
So I started my career in personal finance. So I was a life insurance advisor for years, for about 8 years or so. And, you know, I had so many great conversations with amazing clients during those years. And I think that that kind of has set me up for, you know, the startup life, and really having that empathy for folks. So the last couple of years, I had been working at a digital product studio called Crowdlinker, another great Toronto company, working with clients like FreshBooks, League, Top Hat, enterprises like Nescafe and Unilever. So in agency, the interesting thing is you see a lot. You see so many different types of industries, so many different types of products. And a big part of what I did there was learning about users, talking to the market, seeing where trends were going. And, you know, when I was presented with this opportunity by my co-founder, Brett, you know, I just took the leap and you know, haven't looked back. So it's been really exciting. And I think that both of us come with a background that, you know, directly will impact and help us in this startup journey. The other thing I should mention is that, you know, I spend a lot of time, and I know Brett does as well, you know, giving back to the community. So we haven't even made it yet, but we still allocate time to give back. You know, I volunteer for CFAM. I do what I can to help the patients out there, because I think it's important to remember, like, Everyone's going crazy about legal cannabis, rec cannabis, but this industry was built off the back of patients. And it disturbs me when, you know, retail stores are opening up and they're not accessible. So that's probably something else that we should mention, is that accessibility is going to be ingrained in our tool right from the get-go. It's not something that's an afterthought that we adjust for later. So yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and so just one last question. You have your beta launch. You're looking for private beta testers. Where can they find out more about how to sign up to do that?
You can visit our website right now. There's a little sign-up box.
What's the website?
It's www.askplanter.com, or you can visit our Instagram at askplanter, and you can basically find all the information on those platforms.
Yeah. Great. You can email us as well directly. Mm-hmm. Hi at Planter. Hi, H-I.
At yeah. Ask Planter.
Sorry?
Ask Planter.
That's right. Sorry. Hi at askplanter.com. Thanks.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks so much, guys, for coming by. So we're going to ask you to leave, and then Alex and I are going to have a discussion to debrief on your pitch. But thanks so much for coming in today. Great job.
Perfect.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Interesting pitch from the Planter folks. Intuitively, it makes a lot of sense. If you use some of the cannabis discovery apps that are currently available, whether it's Leafly or Herb or Lyft, it's all kind of clunky of a process where you have to kind of know how you want to feel and what you're looking for, and you have to go through all these different steps, and you got to find out where to buy it. And I think if there is a more streamlined approach to discovering cannabis products, there's definitely a market for that. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's really interesting about it is that you don't need to have an app. I don't necessarily want to have an app on my phone for figuring, like, I have food apps for ordering food, but I don't have a food app for figuring out what food I want to eat. I don't have an app for what kind of alcohol I want to drink, right? So I don't need to have an app on that real estate on my phone for what I need. But when I'm going to the liquor store, if I'm going to the cannabis store, I want to be able to have some sort of way of making a recommendation. And the way they put it, asking a friend, right? So it's like, if I'm going out for dinner, I'll ask a friend for a recommendation. If I'm buying a bottle of wine, I'll ask a friend for a recommendation. So it's as easy, you just text and ask a friend. And I find that super interesting because it's the way people actually want to interact. And I think it's very real that way without having to download an app.
I think that's right. And that's hot take of the day. Apps are dead. I personally can't remember the last time I went out of my way to download an app. It's just not what I do anymore. There was a time and place when I would download apps for everything. I would download the Burger King app to see, you know, what Whopper special is today. But yeah, it really doesn't happen much anymore. And the other thing that we didn't really get into, but I think is very interesting, is the voice component. Mm-hmm. You hear a lot these days about these new voice platforms, whether it's your Google Home or your Amazon Alexa or Siri or whatever it might be. Just being able to prompt your voice device to give you recommendations for cannabis, it sounds very futuristic, but I think it's much closer than people think, and you don't have to look very far. You know, how many friends of yours have a Google Home or an Amazon Alexa in their house? The usage of those devices is only going to increase, and applications like this, I really think, are the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Google Home was the best-selling Christmas gift last year. It's in, you know, more and more homes. Google has, you know, clearly doubled down on it. They've been giving them away essentially through partnerships, like their partnership with Spotify and others. So there's clearly a big push on from the big tech companies to have these tools being rolled out, which means that they're going to push for adoption, which means that products which are built for these platforms are set for growth. And we've also seen that with a lot of investment from big companies who have invested in the voice side of things. McDonald's has, the NFL has, really top tier companies see it. So it's really interesting to see people like Planter making that investment early on to be at the forefront of a new platform, a new medium.
I think the big question for Planter, and this goes for any tech company, not just in cannabis, but generally, is there an audience for what you're building? And that kind of remains to be seen. I think they're taking the right approach, though, which is, you know, interview customers, hear what they're looking for, and build a product around them. I'm really interested to follow them and keen to see how the product develops, because I'm sure that what they currently have today is probably going to be pretty different from what they end up with and go to market with. And so that's something we'll have to track. But that's, I think, ultimately the big question that I have.
Yeah, any good product, I think, is going to be different from where you start off, because that means you're listening to your users, and that's the most important thing you do. And Masood was very clear that that's something that they're extremely focused on, is really digging into their users. And personally, it makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, there's already a lot of products out there on the shelves under different brands, under different product categories, with a lot of confusing categorizations by terpenes, by cannabinoids, by percentage of cannabinoids, sativa, indica. And it's really tough to cut through that. And that's not even accounting for what's about to happen with all these new product formats. So intuitively, it makes sense to me. I think there's a lot of room for other customers to like it. I think the time is now for a product such as this. But at the same time, I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
And just to finish off, I do want to touch upon the business aspect, which is, at least in a highly regulated market like Canada, there are so few channels available to cannabis companies to advertise that if you create a channel that has an audience where you can reach that customer directly in a compliant fashion, that's hugely valuable. And so I definitely think they're onto something. I'm really interested to follow them. But yeah, it was an excellent pitch. Really happy that Masood and Brett came in. And for those who are listening for the first time, we're going to hear all the pitches. And then we're going to, at the end, Mark from Canna Supplies is going to listen to all of them and make a decision about who will get the $5,000 prize. And so thanks so much for joining us on this episode of Pitch Forward. And I hope you tune into the next one. Thank you so much for listening today to this episode of Pitch Forward. If you like this show, you will love the rest of what's available on Business of Cannabis. Find them on Twitter at BOFC_Canada or their website, businessofcannabis.ca. Until next time, we are Leaf Forward, Alex and Brett.
This season of Pitch Forward is supported by Canna Supplies. Canna Supplies is a leading provider of compliant packaging and facility supplies for the Canadian cannabis sector. With over 5 years of proven success in the industry, Canna Supplies strives to provide the widest array of product offerings alongside its best-in-class customer service. Business of Cannabis would like to thank Canna Supplies for supporting this season of Pitch Forward. Visit cannasupplies.ca to learn more about their exciting product lineup.
A note to our listeners, Leaf Forward Accelerator Fund 1 may or may not have a financial interest in some of the companies which you've heard today.
This is Jay Rosenthal, co-founder of Business of Cannabis. This is a Business of Cannabis production.